Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and now Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. And tonight I want to talk about my own journey. It started in, I grew up on a cattle ranch in a farming operation in South Dakota till 1977. And then I moved to Gillette, Wyoming, and because I was young and had a whole world to see. And, well, I've seen a lot of the world. And I worked in oil fields from 77 to 85 or 86. And the oil field really died in 86 or 83. And so I had a new something open up and expand into something new. And I went to electrical school in Denver, Colorado. And I've been an electrician and a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner ever since. But in 1997, I was working in Portland, Oregon. And one thing that was going on is I was not looking for, my life wasn't going forward. So I joined a home-based business, and it was a bloodbath money-wise, but it was really an eye-opening experience because it opened my eyes to personal expansion. And they pushed personal expansion, and they had calls on it, and you could get on it. They really chose to try to train you, but it was a different type of thing. But it really engaged me in myself, and I really liked it, and I really liked letting go of a lot of things. What I really liked letting go of was the old self. I used to think it was egotistical arrogance, but I've really expanded into understanding it's a selfish conceit that we really have because we want to think we're better than everybody and we want to hold on to everything. And I've really noticed that in the world. And I really had to look at me and see where this was in me. So as I opened up here and I expanded, I really unlocked that I had a natural gift for wisdom. And I like to walk in wisdom because it's unattached to everything. It frees you up to expand through life rather than being engaged in the same old stuff. But what it really has done for me, it's allowed me to let go of my selfishness to be an unselfish person. And that is a full-blown understanding in its own self, in its own way. Because as we go forward in life, we got to begin to ask forward-looking questions. And see what has happened in our own lives. But if you start asking forward-looking questions, you stop even thinking of the path. You start showing yourself the path of prosperity. And it really engages you inside yourself to really unlock a newborn prowess that prosperity is for all and it isn't for a few. But it's about the engaging of the inner sage. That's just a sapient, an astuteness galvanizing everyday life. Because you become unattached and you open up the panache to walk in to the new paradigms of the unsured and everything else in life. But as we do this, we open up a freedom of expansion. And it's action you become free to experience is what this is all about. And when you're free in the actions of the inner mechanisms, you start doing things differently and more openly, and you become unattached to what other people think. And that is a big thing to overcome for everybody. That was a big, big thing for me, because I was grew up in a small town in South Dakota, an oil field and construction work, and that's kind of where it is. And I have to ask myself, instead of where is it out in the world, where is it in me? Everything you think is in the world is inside yourself. And as that opens, so do the doors to soar into your own desires. It's a freedom of success. And that's inside of you, because you can confess all your own challenges, because they ain't challenges. They're life-expanding experiences. But it's actions we choose to take and how we choose to engage in everything is where life really becomes a free-flowing eminence within ourselves. We become a river of wisdom, and it's always flowing through their veins. And it's a river of wisdom becomes and you know, new is something that scares the world and scares people to death. How does that new and expand? Because the world is afraid to expand right now. Because we look at life as an encumbrance instead of an embrace. And we got to embrace the gracefulness of life in every way. Because we've been always taught to look for the encumbrances that life has for us. But when you free that up and open that life and look at it as an embrace, the robustness of life enters your life and really opens it up. But where are you stuck in life, and where are you open and disengaged and really heartless in your own self and heartless to yourself? That is where life is really becomes an openness to engage the inner sage and to live the dream that life always has for you. But you know, as life becomes a turmoil, that's because we're holding on to everything. And that is something that is really kind of holds you back and really sticks you in a corner and crosses it up and just really holds it back. You know, as life happens, we become so engaged in animosity towards the events of our life, we become afraid to see the sunlit wit in life, because life really comes down to your emotional codes and your the way you perceive life, and just how life happens when you choose to expand in newborn prodigies. Because in prodigies we engage, and the prowess we use for the action, it's how easy we choose to make experience life becomes. It becomes a more openness and a more, becomes more intriguing. You know, And as we become intriguing, we become intrigued with ourselves. And that's where the intrigue of life is. And, you know, life doesn't have to be a challenge. Life can be a life experiencing expose of your sire desires. It isn't the dream that scares us. It's the image of the dream that scares us and holds us back and keeps us in the same place. So how is the images of your dream actually the thing that scares you? And how does that stop you from taking action because you really don't understand action? I know that's happened in my life. And the more I choose to experience, the better off I am. And the more I really see the world as my teacher, as my wealth and success, I open myself up to play in a bolder way. Because I see things now, and I feel, and I'm willing to experience the wisdom that the world has for me to really open up and allow myself to engage in the world. Because the world is a teacher that really wants to play in our lives. But we're stuck where we've always been. And that's kind of everything we know. And if it isn't in a book, we're really afraid to get outside of it and really experience it in a keen-witted way. So what is it that you hold back on and stop yourself from looking at? I know I've done this, and I'm really, since I started reaching out to the world for expansion, the world has really expanded me. And the thing is, when you're ready, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And when you think the people that aren't your teachers are your teachers, and the ones you think are your teachers aren't your teachers, how does that do it? And how is it when you're unable to see the teacher, the world shows you the teacher? And what is the teacher that you're afraid to see? What is the teacher within you you're afraid to show the world? And what are you afraid to tell the world? So what are you afraid to tell the world? What are you afraid the world and you really, what are you really afraid of when you really want to speak to the world? It sounds so good to you, but you've been laughed at and things like that, and really holds back on a lot of things. So what is it that you're really afraid to experience and say to life? And how is it that you shy away from it? And what is it that you really step back from when it's your turn to step forward? And it is the selfish conceitedness that we all encompass is where life becomes kind of bitter to us, because turmoil comes from being in competition with everybody instead of just being who you are. And that is something that it really becomes a different ball game. People engage in your wisdom. And when you see people expand through your wisdom, and something you think is silly may be the greatest wisdom to somebody else. And how does that happen? And what does that do to you when it really, really gives you a new way to look at life? And when you're looking at life, and you're looking at it, and it's going full bore, and it's just about as upheaval as it can be, how does it mellow out and become as good as it can be? As grand as it can be? How do you play that? And how do you shy away from just everything? What is it that you really, really want? In your life, but how does it go from want to a desire? How does that happen inside you and really stop you from anything more than what you are? And when you can ask a question to feed your the circling of unsavory stuff and unwanted stuff, how does that really stop? Start asking yourself questions to lead yourself out of it. See, life is like taking a horse to water, because you lead it to water so it can drink. And how is a question leading you to wisdom? And that is kind of something that forward-looking questions do, are the taking the thirst for wisdom to the water, to the wild. Water, wisdom opens wealth. And that is, what we're doing here. And so how are you afraid to lead yourself to wisdom and wealth and success you desire? Because it doesn't happen unorthodoxly. It happens because you chose to engage in that inner sage. And allow yourself to expand through life rather than engage in life. As I open up to this, I'm starting to really begin to understand structure, but discipline to see the new is where life becomes anew. So what is it in your life that keeps rotating like a rotisserie or like a blender? How is your life like a blender full of all the crap and it just keeps rotating and circling and just going in circles? It's like a spin cycle in a washing machine. Where is your life that way instead of in a bolder way, bigger way, brighter way? And, you know, that's what my books and my writings, they really engage you in opening up and seeing new and be willing to expand. But you're really willing to let go of the unsavory thing of life. And you're really ready to expand into a paradigm of prosperity, because the world is prosperous. We've always been in prosperity, but we've never really been where we expand into everything. Because to expand means something's leaving, something new's coming in, and something's staying temporarily the same. But as life really allows us the freedom to move about when we're let go of being afraid of where we live. And that's what my books, Fear is My Friend. These are all available on Amazon and on my scale. Fear is My Friend. my visionary I am. I forgive me, I'm free. All this stuff, all my books are written in poetry, wrote in first person. So it's like you're reading to yourself and you wrote it, because the subconscious mind doesn't know. But what it does is really open you up to understand. You can't expand. Money is my friend. All this stuff takes the animosity out. All my writings are to take the animosity out and let people see their inner self. But see, here's the thing. It's easier to tell somebody else they have challenges rather than look in the mirror and see you have challenges. That is something that's really new and different, because when you rhyme, the subconscious mind becomes open and willing to hear. But people love to be told. How do you have to be told something rather than be showed something to expand your life? So what is it that you have to be told all the time? And to be told, you have to feel good in it. And as you do this, what has blocked you? And my website, by the way, is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And as we unlatch this and open up to more, how do you become less afraid and more easy on yourself to live in a different way? And as you open up to a different paradigm. And as the world is really unique in a way, so are you. And as the world turns, it's looking for people to expand it. And you're the person. You have one innate nugget of super wisdom to combine with all the other people to live your sire desire. But what are you holding on to? Because we're all doing it, and we're still doing it, even though we think we ain't. But what are you afraid to understand that you're holding on to so it can become free? That is something that life will really open up to when we get ready to play the game of success. See, life isn't a practice. Practice life. You don't practice life. You engage in life. You got to get out of the rigor mortis of practice and start really engaging in your sire desires to live the freedom you choose to experience. Take the word practice out of your life, because that's rigor mortis and nothing. That just keeps you doing the same thing over and over again, because to play the game, life has to become an engaging preeminence of success. And success is your definition, but how are you afraid of the wisdom of the world? And, you know, something that I really opened up to, and I understand now, is we have never been taught to look at life easy. We've been taught to look at life as it is hard in every way. And as we see this, we become more engaged and everything else. We feel if we don't work hard, we don't do this hard, ain't busy and productive. What if it's easy and effortless and just gets done quickly? How would that feel? See, that's the actions. We've been taught that action really is the thing that all life is about. And but the action we take doesn't have to mean full. It's got to be kind of streamlined to be divine. And that makes a whole new way of life. And when we see this, how does that make you feel? No, understanding that life doesn't have to be hard. Life can be easy and effortlessly and effortless every day. But we try to tie everything else to the hardness that we've been taught about life. And as we do this, life becomes more liberated internally. And that's where life is liberated, and that's where you feel the easiness of life is within yourself. That's where the freedom begins, and the easiness begins is inside yourself. But how do you think you have to work harder than everybody and be more, do more? How is it doing with the least amount of effort to get the most done actually allow you to expand into your higher desires? That is something I'm really starting to grasp, and I'm really starting to like seeing the world turn easy rather than I have to turn it into a big mess. And as the more you churn, the more you burn in a mess, but the more you ignite the light, you see the divine bright within yourself. And then you just have to allow yourself. I don't mean you have to allow, have to, but you can choose to allow yourself to allow your wow, to walk omnipotently in wisdom every day to see the world the way you choose it. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner. And I teach and I use hypnotherapy. I teach my journey to really expand who I am and really allow me to engage that person within me. Because I let go of everything else that life is about. But it's really about not setting the intention as it is energizing the vision. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching is going to do, is energize the vision. Because then you can see it, feel it, and feel all of the energy life has for you. And when you open up to this, you begin a new life. And it's easier to let go and expand and understand just to engage in the simplicity of life rather than in the negativity of life. We've been taught, and I'm one of the most guilty until the last 5-6 months. Life can be easy. And things are going to get done. And if you stay steady, you'll always be fast and quick. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. And I'm here to expand life. And when you expand life, you're unattached, walk in wisdom, you have fun. And anyway, I'll be here Thursday night with Dan Kananik, and we'll talk about free publicity. Anyway, good night. And we'll see everybody then.